Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. With the 4th of July just around the corner, city officials across Montana issuing a firm reminder: before you light that fuse, make sure you know your local fireworks laws. In Missoula, for example, the use of most fireworks within city limits is strictly illegal. Officials note that while novelty items like sparklers are permitted, larger fireworks are prohibited on open space land, city parks, and all fish, wildlife, and parks fishing access sites to prevent fire danger. If you're unsure about the rules in your town here in Montana, city leaders urge you to check your local municipal website or contact your fire department for more information. And don't forget, the Rims in Billings will be off limits this weekend. The closure goes into effect Saturday morning at 5 a.m. and runs through Sunday morning. Fire officials say the measure is critical for crew safety as the rugged terrain makes fighting fireworks-related blazes exceptionally difficult in that part of Billings. This is the Montana State News Network. Federal prosecutors say they've caught another man engaged in bringing meth into Montana, this time from Washington State. Tracy Taylor has details.
A Red Lodge man has been sentenced to nearly 19 years in federal prison for trafficking meth into Montana and illegally possessing a firearm. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Chad Bachman admitted bringing large amounts of meth into the state from the Pacific Northwest. Investigators seized about 20 pounds of meth, more than $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, and a handgun during the investigation. Bachman was also on his way back from Washington with another 6 pounds of meth when he was arrested. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And Montana's waters dodged a major bullet this week thanks to the eagle-eyed staff at the boat inspection station in Anaconda. Inspectors intercepted a wake boat arriving from Minnesota that was carrying hundreds of live zebra mussels attached to both the hull and the trailer. The vessel was headed to Georgetown Lake, and officials say if it had launched, it would have created a major problem because those mussels were still alive. This is the Montana State News Network.